but they'll pick it up. The West team, very good quickness on the floor, like that, and they got some good length. That Adlawan, he's a tall, lanky player. And then we saw the speed of Karen Sheehan. And the there was Mark Morales that got things started. So good speed by their guards as well. So it's a good-looking team here to start. And speed is what King Cove has a lot of, the T-Jacks. That's their style, too. Is there's the ball tipped around, rebound comes off. It'll stay with West. Another one at the high post. Goes over to Braden. And now the shot from the outside. Good for West. And that's Carson McCoy. Here comes Riley Koso all the way up court. Gets a little bit of a space there, and Koso able to hit. He's amongst his own here as probably a lot of 9th and 10th graders, and the 9th grader hits the first two for the T-Jacks. And now back comes Marvellous. He says, I can shoot a three as well. 17-2, and Elia in the lane. Lind off the glass and in for two. Senior, good job to dribble through traffic there. Had the open look and didn't hesitate. Put her off the glass for 2 points. Elia and Zachary have just done an excellent job here. As here's Koso. It's a piece of arm instead. And picks up the foul. His first. Fourth on the team, though. Oh, boy. Almost a travel call. And Lind got a piece of the ball, but still able to scoot by there and score was Brody. As here's Zachary with it. For Zach and all the way down into the lane and can't get the shot to go. Now bothering the fella in the backcourt is that's Brody with it. Brody looking for Adlawan, finds him and counts the basket. It'll be a foul, though, on Lind. Tough break there for West as Lind picks up a foul now. To the line, Adlawan with a three and a free throw to go. He'll get the two and one right now. Another one shot on the way, misses. Rebound to Zachary, and to Zach, and tries to go to Elia Lind. And then Lind has it knocked free by as Eichley picks up foul number three already here with 4:21 to go in the first quarter. Memphis Mack is going to check in here. Boy, lots of contact on the boys there. No foul called, but then here came Eichley and just instantly the whistle. Although Lind trying to pass out of there, he couldn't. His arm was being held, it looked like. So kind of tough. And this shot misses by Adlawan. Gets one of two on that try. And now out of bounds off of King Cove, so it'll be West basketball. 22-4 lead, and here in the corner, a three-point try misses. The rebound comes off, though, to the Eagles again. And this is Brody straight away, picks up a three. So all their kids can shoot threes, it looks like. As here's Koso will try to answer with one. This is there, Adlawan, ahead of the pack, trying to find Marvellous down there, but too far. Out of bounds, it'll be King Cove basketball. T-Jacks in the backcourt, again, working against pressure by the Eagles. Braden to Elia, gives back to Braden. Braden in the lane and fouled. So on the floor, the foul called. They're going Shanahan. And Koso to inbound. Comes into Lynn. Keeps the ball on the floor. Puts a shot up. Can't get it. Rebound by Brody. And now Brody in the lane. Ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch there by Kazakin. And inside, Brody double-teamed there. Memphis Mack in there now, too. Good job with Kazakin. Tied him up pretty good. Adlawan in the lane, pulls up. Shot doesn't go. Gets one more. That misses. Rebound by Kazakin. Ahead of the pack, he finds Braden Brandel. Too hard off the glass. And now West trying to get another one. They do. Brody picks up the two. 27-4 as it comes into Koso. Good catch there by Koso. Keeps the dribble, goes around Adlawan. There's Lind underneath. Back out to Koso. Three-pointer on the way, misses. No rebound to Brody. Adlawan in the lane. Adlawan runs into Kazakin. Big-time contact there, but no foul called. As this would be Lind with it to Brandel in the lane. Brandel's shot won't drop, but the rebound comes off to Mack. Mack trying to throw out there. It ends up to Marvellous, and Marvellous gets the two. So for the T-Jacks, everything going right for West. Boy, they've shot the ball well. 2 minutes on the clock here. They're going to call a three-second call on the 3 second call there on the T-Jack. So a 29-4 score with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. It's been all West, that's for sure. Starting five for the JV, pretty good. That'd be the best team I've seen on the road trip here. The boys now here, they come in with new player Mikhail Choate. And this is Choate down low, loses the ball underneath. Picked up there by Lynn. Zachary has it. Working against Choate. And does get it across the timeline to Lynn. Lynn to Mack. He's bounce pass. Is off the mark, and a rebound, and the outlet pass good ahead to Marcellus. It goes for two, or Marvellous, 4-2, as this quarter winding down, 1:15 to go, and a steal in the backcourt by West. Here's 3 point try good for Nukoa. Man, they are scorching it here, 34-4 with under a minute to go. As now Brandel with it, reverses dribble, comes back to Mack, back to Braden. Needs some help. Braden puts it down over to the baseline, but Zach not open there. It just goes out of bounds. Mack comes out for Ashton Gould. So Gould checks into the ball game. First shot at it here. Big shout out to my chief fan, by the way, if she's listening in. And here's Choate. Gets a pass from Marvellous right on target. Choate hits a two. So just under half a minute to go, and now up to 36-4. As here is Lynn getting it back from Kazakin. Tipped out of bounds, so it'll still be T-Jack's basketball. And here's the shot missing there, but Ashton on the putback, and how about Gould? Ashton gets the two-pointer. Boy, a needed shot there for the boys as Gould, the eighth grader, puts in the two on the putback. Well, just 6 seconds to go. in this first quarter in a 36-6 score. Tries to come into Lynn, but tipped out of bounds by the West defense. 3.5 seconds to go here, first quarter. And Kazakin will try it again. Goes to Brandel. And Brandel tries a three. Not there. And that's the end of the first quarter. Boy, it ends with a streaking West team out top, 36-6 after one quarter play. That's right. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to KSDP coverage of the T-Jacks here at West High.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate that. We're going to say a quick shout out to some sponsors and come back for more basketball here on KSDP.
The Newton family at Barefoot in Alaska in Cold Bay says, let's all gear up for another exciting season of boys and girls high school basketball. If you can, please attend as many games as possible. Our area kids appreciate seeing those friendly faces in the crowd. This reminder brought to you courtesy of Barefoot in Alaska, proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP.
And thank you to you, the listener, who make these games happen. We are so proud to be on the air broadcasting King Cove and Sandpoint basketball. The T-Jacks have their hands full over at West. They are a 4A junior varsity squad. We'll see what the T-Jacks can come up with here in the second quarter as Carl Pulliam takes us all the way to the half.
Well, thank you, Austin. This first quarter, what a scorcher by West. They had four different players hit threes. And just seemingly everybody a good shooter out there as scoring from six players in that first half or in that first quarter. Here's Koso recovering the opening pass there. Got stolen as a good quick team, too, as Koso will battle the double team over there, somehow managed to stay with it. Keep that basketball, but tipped out last by West. And trying to go over the top on the pass there to Braden, but not there. Ball batted back. Didn't even get out of Koso's range there. Oh, boy. Kazakin, a little bit too much on that one. Looking for Lind underneath, but sailed on him. As here's West with the basketball. Novellis. Now it goes to Nukoa. And then that shot misses. Here comes Braid. Pulls up. Spins around and got it. Brandel, good job using the ball fake. Got his man in the air. And then able to spin around and put it in. Braid now picks up the foul at half court, though. Trying to stop the dribble. So the seventh team foul will send to the line. Is that McGraw? Yes, Junas McGraw. Or the 1-1 misses on the front end, and a rebound by Lynn. And it comes to Ashton from Brandel. He's got it. How about that pass from Braden right on target to the eighth grader, and he's got two more. So now a 36-10 score and a turnover. It'll be King Cove basketball. They'll keep the press on as another new player for West comes in. Comes into Koso. Has McGraw right on him. Over to Ashton. Three-pointer on the way. This one not working for him, but good look there as pulling it down, Conan Hook. And the shot here, rebounded by Zach. He's going to save it right back to Koso. Down the lane he goes. And a shot missing Lynn, battling, but taken away by Marvellis. And a foul on Koso. At the other end, boy, Koso made up some ground, too. He had taken the shot, still got back to play defense on that drive. And that'll send to the line Marvellis for two shots. Eighth team foul, only one on West, but one good for Marvellus. First points here in the second quarter for West. 6:28 to go in the half, and a 37-10 score. This one also good. Both good from the line. And for West, there's a steal by Marvellus. Takes it all the way to the hole. Can't get it. Braden there with the rebound. Brandle's got numbers now as he comes into the lane. Puts up the little floater. Doesn't get it. Tries a rebound shot. Blocked there by Choate. And now ahead of the pack. And getting the two-pointer. As Lind is down, holding the ankle. Right side. Oh, boy. Lynn's on a knee there. There was quite a scrum underneath there after that block. And Lynn, you can tell he's just holding that ankle. He's in some pain. But trying not to show it, that's for sure. Boy, he tried to get to his feet and couldn't. As Nicola got that two-pointer. Oh, I just hope he's okay there, always. Well, let's. I'll tell you what, I'll send it back to KSDP here briefly, and we'll take maybe a quick 60-second. They're looking. Oh, they're going to get him up. Okay, there we go. Coach Crawford. He is not putting any weight on it, just sliding it across a little bit. There he goes. Now he's got a little bit. And Coach Sack taking him over, along with help from one of the West folks there. So that looks a little better. And here is Braden in the backcourt. We'll have the basketball. Brandle drives down inside, puts up this shot, doesn't quite get it. Zach keeps it alive, and Brandle has it. Braden. Now back to Zachary in the corner. He's got Choate on him, tries to go by him. And it'll still be King Cove basketball. So for Kazakin to inbound for the T-Jacks. Ashton's got it. Comes out to Braden. Memphis Mack in there for Delia. And he's getting looked at over there by one of the at the big schools up here. Usually get an EMT, three or so, or ETT at least, to handle anything that comes up. Here's Zachary with it. Gets by his man, spins inside, can't get the shot to go. Rebound comes off, and Marvellus has it for West. Picked up there by Ashton. Well, now to Choate. His shot misses. Rebound underneath. Out there in a push call on Kazakin, I believe. Looks like it might go on Memphis, maybe. Oh, it goes to Braden, so Brandle ends up with that one after all. Well, that'll be three on him, 19 fouls, so fouls are a problem, certainly. And Brandle got in some trouble there, started up court, but the double team was there. Travel call. 40-10 score here, 5:13 to go in the first half. And Choate lines up a three. This one misses. Marvellus gets it, punches it out there, and right into the hands of McGraw, and McGraw gets a three. Here comes Brandle through the double team to Zach. In the corner, Riley, Koso, good for three. Koso with a nice shot. 43-13. So 42 on the clock. Here's a little step back two-pointer. Misses, and Koso busted out of there, and on the drive up, fouled by McGraw. So out of bounds for our T-Jacks here. I'll try to do something with this possession as well. Ball dropped back into the hands of Gold. Nashton brings it across the timeline, then another foul on McGraw. So Koso to inbound. He's got Ashton again. Gives it back as Hudson there now 2-4 West. Oh boy, tough pass there for Zachary and Kazakin. Fouled by Choate. So a couple fouls here against West now too as Coach Zachary is going to call a timeout. Crawford over there says, short one. Stock it over, 43-13, 4:18 to go here. Gotta be careful with that basketball too, and that's a big part of it. Not getting those turnovers. West is lightning quick, and they got good size and length. The Choate kid's got to be, well, there was Choate, oh, I don't know how many years back now, but very similar style, too. Very good ball player. This young fellow looks like he will be, too. But great length with this young man. Two long arms and probably 6'2 at least. And then the Adlawan boy, too, another one. And I think I know Adlawan's, he's that's his dad or his uncle, I'm not sure, but he's a tall man, a Filipino, too, by the way. And he's very athletic. Handles the ball well, too. So they've got some real weapons out there. One of them right here, Mavelis. Koso matches up as good as he can with him, but here's the shot in the lane. Good for McGraw. Picks up the two. Makes it 45-13. Koso called for the foul using his arm out there to protect McGraw. Three fouls now on Koso. So we got three fouls on Brandel. Eichley's got three and Koso with three. And still 3:45 to go here in the first half. Timeout for West. And talk things over here with a 45-13 lead and 3:43 on the clock. It's been a run out by West here early. That first quarter ended 36-6. And then now in this second quarter, boys have picked up a couple of buckets and the three from Koso, make it 45-13 at this point. But that first quarter was a scorcher by these kids from West. As they had Marvellous had 10 in the quarter, with 7 was Adlawan. Brody had 7. Nicole had 5. 5 for Shanahan. And Choate had 2 when he came in. So a tremendous job here by West to get a jump going, that's for sure. Lind over there has got himself putting some weight on that. But he's got ice back, though, and he's just going to keep the shoes off as well. So I don't think he's going to be back in. But here's Choate in the lane, misses, and Mack comes up now. Ninth grader hurt his ankle. And in comes Babcock, Glenn Babcock, seeing some minutes right now. He's a junior. He hasn't played before, so this will be interesting for him. And out in the corner, there is McGraw for another three. He's a 48-13. Comes over to Kazakin. Looking to pass inside to Brandle. Stolen away there is here is the push by Ashton. Gould will get the foul call. Couldn't stop the shot. Gould sends Marvellous to the line for the and one. Is Marvellous able to roll that one in and come up with a free throw as well? Well, the King Cove boys getting banged up here right now. Babcock. First minutes on the floor here. And a 51-13 lead now. So with Lynn and Memphis over there, both of them with ankle injuries, Eichley's got three fouls. So does Brandle. So does Koso. Things aren't looking real good right here. And here's a steal by West. And the two-pointer good for the Eagles there. That's another new player for him. Let's see. I'll have to get my Moda. Got that one. J.J. Moda with the two. Here comes Zachary with it. Bumped as he goes to the hole. All is going to be on the West High's ball choke. Oh, and there's Nihil and Fall. And this is Fall's choke that has come in. So another choke. And he picks up the foul. Sends to the line Zachary for two. So Kazakin. First shot not there. One more coming up for Zach. And the second one good. 1-2. Zach makes it 53-14. And McGraw makes it 55-14 immediately with a two. He's got 10 in the game. 1:34 on the clock here. And Koso will take over. Screened by Kazakin, and Koso now has Choate to work with. And again, Kazakin coming up too hard on the screen there. He picks up the foul. So here comes West again in control, 55-41 or 44-14. So the score here is 40. I wish it was 41, but the miss there by McGraw, a foul called. I think it's going to be on Choate, that the new one that came in. So that's Paul Choate. He picks up his second. And there's a foul. Well, his brother decided he better start fouling too. So Nahal picked up his second foul. Sends to the line Braden Brandle for a couple of shots. Oh, possibly a 1-1. Braden's first shot on the way, comes up short, gets his own rebound in the lane, puts it up and in. So Braden, and before the buzzer, gets the two-pointer. Well, that makes it at the half then. West way out on top, 55-16 here is our halftime score. So for the T-Jacks, just hoping for guys not to be hurt, too hurt over there. At the half, we have Mac and Lynn both out with injuries and ankle injuries, so we'll hope that see how it looks in the second half, but they might just stay seated the rest of this ball game. That's going to put a lot of pressure on the other boys, as foul trouble already piling up. Well, we're going to be back in a 60-second break here, and we'll give you the damage as far as the points for West there and talk over how the boys did in this first half. We'll take this 60-second station break on KSDP.
All right, thanks, Carl. 60 seconds on the clock as we wait for Carl to get the first half wrap. Carl Pullen has provided so many great years of service for us here at KSDP, and we're so thankful for the road trip. We're going to see if we can't get coverage for tomorrow's games. He goes on to he's going to Valdez, I think, for tournaments down there. So big shout out to Carl. Small school broadcasting, doing basketball on the small school level all across Alaska, and doing great work too. We're going to say thanks to the AC Store in Sandpoint and Aleutian Services, and then get that first half wrap up of the T-Jacks versus West. This program is being brought to you by our sponsors at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. Aleutian Services has been serving the Aleutians East Borough for over 30 years and is proud sponsor of community radio across the Aleutians East Borough. Aleutian Services offers transportation and equipment rental solutions throughout the region. This program is brought to you by Aleutian Services, a proud sponsor of community radio and its listeners across the Aleutians East Borough. This program that you're listening to is sponsored by our supporters at the Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, Alaska. The Alaska Commercial Company has been operating in Alaska for over 150 years and operates retail stores throughout Bush, Alaska. The AC Store in Sandpoint offers groceries and other retail items and can be contacted at 907-383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, Alaska, proud sponsor of community radio here in the Aleutians East Borough. Big thanks to all those sponsors. And now let's go back to Carl Pulliam to see how the scores broke down for the first half.
Well, this first half has been an interesting one for the boys, having to overcome not just fouls, but two injuries as far as one of their key players, too, to me. Elia Lind has just been really coming together here on this road trip, too, taking over that senior leadership role, getting more aggressive offensively, and playing good defense anyway, but then just picking up his offensive side, too, and looking for teammates, too, when he's not open or double-team. But, boy, to see him go to the bench there really hurt. I mean, this is a big, lanky West team, and you need all the inside play you can get. And Eli has been providing really good inside play in the post, in the key, throughout this road trip that I've watched. And so him going to the bench was a big owie in lots of ways. On the floor for West, they have put up scoring from, they played 10 kids, and they had eight of them in the book here with points. Couple buckets apiece there for Moda and Nicole Choate. And then 5 points for Kieran Shanahan. And with seven, three players, Julius Adlawan, Carson Nicole, and Gage Brody. Then leading the way, double-figure scoring from McGraw with 10. All in the second quarter, 15 for Mark Marvellis, the little point guard. So they've been getting it done. Both ends of the court, great team speed on this West team, too, which that's something that when the T-Jacks match up with a team that is equal to them in speed or very close to that, it makes for a tough game. You got to kind of even each other out at that point. And they've had the advantage speed-wise for the most part on most of these games, although not for depth. And depth is what's hurting right now with as we said, Lind and Memphis Mac going out also with an ankle twist there. So fouls, we mentioned fouls. Well, Brian Eichley started out with three very quickly in that first quarter and took a seat, hasn't been back in. I think Coach Crawford saying, well, I'm just going to save him. This is a learning game. But at the same time, I need to have players on the floor, so Eichele will probably, you know, get that start in the second half, and coach will be leaning on him to play play well enough out there to stay in the game, too, hopefully. Point-wise, Brian was the only starter that didn't score but didn't play many minutes. Then Ashton Gould, the eighth grader, coming off the bench, he put in 4 points to match Braden Brandle's 4 points. And then leading the way, Riley Koso has 5. So all the youthful players there, Ashton Gold, an eighth grader, Koso, a ninth grader, Brandle, the junior. Seniors, well, we mentioned Lynn. Lynn had 2 in the first quarter. Kazakin had 1 from the free throw line the second, and Eichele not scoring. Memphis Mack got some good minutes in there before getting that injury. And then Glenn Babcock even came in and put in some minutes to finish out the half, too. So King Cove is up against it here, second half coming up, and it's about 3.5 minutes away before we get to that second half. The King Cove T-Jacks at 16 and West at 55. So we'll be back in 3.5 minutes for second half action.
Ah, wait no longer. Carl Pulliam, give me the cue. It's time to get back into action. So here we go, second half with the T-Jacks at West High.
All right, the T-Jacks get to start out on defense. Here's Adlawan back in the game to start the second half. Misses on the shot. Kazakin tries to save it inbounds, but West will keep it. Good defense help down there. Braden, along with Eichele, helping out Kazakin on the big guy. As here is Brody with it for the back to the starters now. Brody, Shanahan, Adlawan, and Marvellous. And here's going to be an offensive call. Kazakin holding his spot. And it was Brody that used his body to try to make Kazakin move. And a nice call by the referee, too, because Zach takes that kind of, you know, I mean, he can take that charge, but oftentimes doesn't get the call because he's so bull strong himself that he didn't move. And there's going to be a travel call on the T-Jack. So for West, he says, back to their starter, Shanahan with Brody out in the corner. Here comes Marvellous, and then cross-court pass going to Shanahan. He fires for 3, doesn't get it. Eichele with a strong rebound against Nicola there. Both of them up for it. Eichele came down with it. Out it comes to Koso, T-Jax, with their second possession here in the second half. 65-16 score to start this second half, and Ashton, along with Eichele, back in there to start. And here's Kazakin trying to go inside to Eichele. Doesn't get it, and a loose ball. Kazakin picks it up. T-Jax will keep control, tipped out there by Brody. So out hustling West in that play, that's for sure. Out quicking them, too. As it comes into Zachary. Out in the corner, looks for a shot, but not there. He's very good about selecting when to shoot. Ashton trying to kick it out to Brandle. And Marvellous back the other way. Here's the shot missing by Adlawan. And then Brandle pulls down the rebound. Adlawan tried to do the jam and missed. Here's Kazakin, three-pointer. Just misses, too. That was a good look there by Zach. And now the two-pointer good for Shanahan. So West gets first blood here in this second half, 57-16. Koso with it. 4:45 mark of this third quarter. Koso guarded by Adlawan, and that's going to be a difficult matchup for him. Here's a reach in and foul called on Brody. And now coming in for West. Let's see, that's going to be a new player here, too, for me. Here's the pass going to Brandle. I'm going to make it. There is Bull Earl. Well, it gets a call now. So Zach with it. Zach goes baseline, shot blocked, and out of bounds off of West, though. So Coastal will inbound. He tries to come into Eichley, and getting a good hand in there to poke it away was Nakoa, and he quickly is up court with it. Finds Adlawan, two-pointer, three-pointer on the way, and over the back will be Nakoa for the foul. So three fouls on West here in this opening half of this third quarter. And here comes Koso, beats everybody, goes to the hoop, and gets it up and over Turl for two. Koso with a pretty drive. Inside, here's Turl, looking for a spot to pass out to, and he finds Ashton instead. Gould comes up with the steal, tries to pitch it ahead to Koso, but taken back by West. They got down there quick. Here's Turl inside again. 3 seconds on Turl. So for the T-Jacks in the backcourt, a 57-18 score, and 2:23 on the clock here in the third. Koso will bring it up against Morelis. And switches direction, heads down the lane, puts it off the glass. Oh, bangs a little bit hard off the backboard and pops out as Morelis holds up three-point land area. Now down low, great pass there from Shanahan. And he picked out Huss for two. That's his first points in the ballgame. He was the only, there's two players who didn't score in that first half for West. Who was one of them that saw some good minutes, too. Here's Brandle with it. Comes to a skidding halt. Now hands off to Koso. Oh, a little one-hander from the free throw line. And Riley has a pretty two-pointer there. Sneaks it 59-20. Near steal there by Koso. He does get it. Koso's got Ashton ahead of him. Keeps the dribble. Now fires off the glass. Can't get it to go. And he worked his way down the right side from the left. And then at the other end, the two-pointer good for Huss. The drive by him banks it in off the glass for two. 61-20 here with just over a minute to go. Here's Zach with a three-pointer. That one misses. Rebound comes out long, and Marvellous will catch that outlet pass and put it up and in. That was Nakoa. So this is going to be West with the basketball. They get the steal here. And inside, there's the two-pointer again for Huss. He's got six quick points here in the backside of this third quarter. Time winding down, just 20 seconds to go. 65-20 score as a screen by Eichley. And Zach tries to get it to him, but Huss doing a good job defensively. Zach and tried to thread that needle, and boy, Huss did just what he needed to break that up. Here's three on the way for Huss. Misses. That's the end of the third quarter, and it is a quick third quarter there as the T-Jacks come up with 4 points, 10 for the West Eagles, and they lead it now 65-20. We'll be back for the fourth and final quarter right after we take this 60-second KSDP station break.
All right, that was a quick third quarter. It'll be another quick fourth quarter as we break out here and go into the final move here. I want to say a quick shout-out to Eastern Aleutian Tribes and their support of our communities. Here's a quick word to the sponsor. Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough. Yeah, if you are suffering from substance abuse, if you're ready to make a change, if you know someone in your life who also needs to make a change, make an appointment with the Eastern Aleutian Tribes. Lots of opportunities, including medically assisted detoxing and counseling support. So many things to do. We're going to go live back to Carl now. It's time for the fourth and final quarter. T-Jax at West High.
I'm at T-Jax with the ball. Well, briefly to start this fourth quarter. Now here's a steal as the ball rolls to the floor. Somebody got a piece of it. And then there's going to be a foul on Eichley in there with Huss. Brian just has not got on track. Those fouls seem to always find him early, and then he just has a hard time getting in that flow of the game. But very strong player, and he often guards inside as well, so he's usually guarding guys much bigger than him, which he is right now. There's Churl with it. Gets it off to Falchote. And now here's the cutter as Huss. Oh, boy. That's going to be on Brian again, and that will be number five, just like that. So Eichley plays very few minutes in this one and not able to get much time on the floor, really. At the line will be McGraw for two shots and one more coming up. So Nicola will have one shot coming back out of this timeout. A 65-20 score here. No score in this fourth quarter yet. Just minute 20 gone. And for the T-Jacks, with a banged-up crew over there, both Lynn and Mac have have their socks off on both of them on their left ankle and iced up. And hoping they'll be able to get taped up and get back to playing, hopefully. I don't know. It's pretty tough. Mac, Memphis doesn't have the ice on his anymore, so maybe a better sign here is one of two from the line for Nicole. Oh, excuse me, that wasn't Nicole. I had the wrong number. That was McGraw that was shooting us. And he gets one of two. Here is Zach in the lane because Zach picks up a bucket there. Again, Zachary's so efficient offensively. He had a big game there against the Cotsby boys. 24, I think it was, as Huss picks up the three from straight away. And for Babcock, when Babcock in the game and almost hits one from the corner. And they're going to call a held ball there by Choate. Well, not a turnover anyway, where he had his hand under it too much. For Falchote. Babcock got a smile on his face over there. Yeah, he's going to be the open guy. And here's an open guy. Zach Kazakin hit the two. And Kazakin with a hand on the ball there. Boy, he's just so quick. Zachary, such an excellent job out here as one of the senior leaders for this group. Of course, you think about this young fella. I mean, he's many minutes in that championship game and in that last year. He's a regular, steady starter out there. 3 second call on West. And a 69-24 score. 4:40 to go, or 4:44 to go here. Or T-Jax looking to keep chipping away here. And for Braden Brandle, he's got it out front now. Brandle goes to the high post where Kazakin is. Can't get the shot to go. Chases his own miss, but West comes away with it with some long arms out there. Here's Huss with it up top. Now they look down low. There's a two-pointer good for Nahal Choate. Got his second bucket in the game. 71-24 score. And again, Zach coming to the high post and kickball. It'll be Kinko basketball. Koto takes the inbounds pass. And it goes back to Brandle. They'll play some catch up top. They'll go to Babcock. Then almost another good look there, too, as Babcock nearly hit it. Here's Hutt. As it comes out to McGraw, his shot no, and rebound put back by Huss, not there.
Wake up, Tim.
And 3 seconds again on West. You see the boys are almost working, anxious to get it to Babcock, see if he can get it. And here's Glenn. Again, just off the rim, but Babcock will keep trying. There's a three-pointer for Quentin Nahal Choate for West, but right now King Cove's mission is to get Glenn Babcock a bucket. And this one also off. Zachin with the run as there's Moda picks up another two. 77-24 is here's Kazakin. Gets it to him, and Babcock shot still misses. Here is McGraw. And again, 3 seconds on West. As the West Eagles will get Koso down the lane for two as they get geared up for Babcock out there. He's become the guy that is going to get the shot. And Babcock nearly the rebound goes to Ashton, but then on the outlet pass, Koso had already taken off up court. Moda trying to get in there. Now back to McGraw. 120 on the clock, 77-26. Inside it goes, not once, but twice, and then it's good. Babcock the rebound. Babcock ahead to Koso. And the ball hard to grab, and out of bounds it goes. 77-26 scores. I hope we get one more chance for Babcock. McGraw has it. Comes up top to Choate. They're working around the outside. Edelman. And Gould almost picked that one off. Now to Edelman. That's a high post. Well, West is going to wind it down here. And now it comes to McGraw. And Ashton Gould trying to apply the pressure there. They'd like to get that ball back. And here comes Babcock for 3 seconds. Puts it up. Not there. He gets a shot at it. Oh, boy. It was the Babcock show down the stretch there, Glenn. Got a look at it. Got the rebound on one, then got a steal. And came back up court, missed the shot there, but good sportsmanship by West to let that game wind down the way it did. Well, the final, 77-26 here for the boys in this kind of an overmatched squad here with this West High junior varsity. Lots of height, lots of speed, good shooters. They could have beat the teams we've watched the last couple of days down in Homer, I'm sure, with this group right here, no problem. So St. Cove coming up probably against their best team right here tonight against West. Our score 77-26. We're going to be back. We'll have our post-game stats and send you on your way, too. You won't go anywhere, but I will. No, we'll be back in 60 seconds right here on KSDP.
60 seconds on the clock for Carl Pulliam as he gets the last game time, end of the game stats for us this year. Done a great job, as always, with the road trip. And I have a funny suspicion we'll be hearing from him again come state season or the state tournament. Let's give one quick shout out to GCI, sponsors here of KSDP. GCI is looking to create the Aleutian Fiber Project, and they are going to offer opportunities for people to have feedback into the process, into the grant process. Forms will go out to fishermen and have gone out to fishermen. So be sure that you're aware that Aleutian Fiber will be looking for voices from the community to show support for getting a fiber optic cable to the Aleutians East Borough, offering hopefully high-speed internet and reliable service through these kinds of sources. So be aware, more information coming out from GCI soon about how you can support this project for the local community. Carl Pulliam's got the end of the game stats coming up here, and we're going to hear from him, like I said, last time until probably state tournament. As he goes on and does more games down Valdez, we're going to try to get more coverage of our games this week through local services or through local means if possible, so stay tuned for that. Here we go, Carl, end of the game stats on KSDP.
All right, thank you, Austin. Yep, we'll be headed the other direction there, and your kids will be going to Nilchik and Nikiski, so maybe we'll get a Nikiski game on KSRM or something. We'll see. And certainly Coach Lamar can cover the boys, and if Zach can cover the girls on any of those games too. But you'll hear them, I'm sure. And when we look over this West team, I mean, they were just – this is solid all the way through. Only had about two players down there that were – you had to be careful putting them on the court, make sure the one guy had about three-second in-the-key calls. So he just learned in the game. But outside of that, they got scoring from nine players. And get this, five of them ended up with 7 points apiece. So good balance there. Two players in double figures. Marvellous had 17 to lead the way, game high 17. Then McGraw ended up with 11 as the two double-figure scorers. Shinahan, Adlawan, Nakoa, Brody, and Nahal Choate had 7 apiece. With 9 was Huss coming off the bench there in the second half. Well, he played in the first half, too, did not score. And then 4 points for Moda to wrap it up for West. On the other side, Sandpoint, well, he ran into that foul trouble early. And then Eichley, in fact, fouled out here in the fourth quarter, picked up a fourth foul there early in the second half, but ended up not getting many minutes in this ball game at all and did not score. Memphis Mack going down with the ankle injury too, as did Elia Lind way back in the first half. Lind had 2, Mack did not score. And Glenn Babcock, boy, he sure tried. He had some good looks. And the boys fed him the basketball, too, but was not able to hit. Scoring-wise for King Cove, it was Ely, as we said, with 2. And with 4 points apiece, Braden Brandle and Ashton Gould. And 5 points, Zach Kazakin. He came up with a couple buckets in the fourth quarter, as did Koso. And Riley, the freshman point guard, he had 11 to lead the way for the T-Jacks. Folks, it's been a pleasure following your teams, as always, and a lot of that has to do with where they come from. And I don't mean as far as the parents as well as the family and the community all have a hand in having this team be such good sports. And not only that, hard playing and very competitive at all times. It's coaches, of course, too, Coach Crawford and Coach Lamar, a lot of credit there. But it starts with kids that are willing to listen and have respect. And these two teams have been a pleasure to watch once again this year. And I think Austin's right. I certainly hope to be there again in March because I got a good feeling that we'll be celebrating back-to-back state championship game there for the girls. On the boys' side, I wouldn't put it past these boys to actually find a way to get to state again. And they're the defending champions, by the way, even though they lost the three big seniors there, Severian Gold and Duarte. This team plays hard, and they're only getting better. A game like this certainly didn't hurt them, except for the injury to Lynn and to Mac. So outside of that, we'll be watching, we'll be listening, and I'll be checking KSDP.org, too, to stay up on all the games and all the action. Good luck for the rest of the season. I'm Carl Pulliam once again. It's been my pleasure to cover the team. So hope to be able to shout out to you again sometime around March 15th or so in that week. Till then, Austin, thanks so much, as well as to Virgil and Holden out there for their good board work. We wish you all well, and we'll see you down the line.